Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor. We're very pleased to be welcoming Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Rick, I read from The Beacon. The House Homeland Security Committee Chairman, Mr. Green of Tennessee, in a press conference said that many of the Chinese nationals apprehended at the southern border have, quote, known ties to the PLA. What does this mean, Rick? And is this fresh information? Good day to you.
Well, John, we've been watching Chinese cross our borders illegally for some time now. And in my mind, we have to keep in mind that Chinese Communist Party represents a long, long tradition of embracing asymmetrical military strategies. The use of subterfuge, the use of deception, surprise action pervades Chinese strategic history. And these Chinese crossing the border that likely have some ties to the People's Liberation Army are consistent with China's mobilization of students in the diaspora during the 2008 Olympic global torch rally. Chinese were mobilized to defend the torch. And in London alone, in the UK alone, the Chinese mobilized 5,000 people to defend the torch. That's 1,005 person special action squads, if you're doing your math correctly. And yes, when China starts a war over Taiwan, in my mind, yes, we have to expect that the 300,000 plus students and Chinese students in the United States, unknown thousands amongst the Chinese American population and Chinese diaspora in the United States will be mobilized to try to delay or prevent an American mobilization to project force into the Western Pacific to stop the Chinese invasion. This action will be massive and will take Americans by surprise. It will be probably the most significant attack on American soil, far, far eclipsing the War of 1812.
Gordon, you are attended to by the Global Times, a deniably official publication of the Chinese Communist Party, as having written of the southern border. You're castigated. What did you write, Gordon? What does it mean?
Well, I've been tweeting, and I was on Fox Business, and we talked about, and I talked about how, as Rick said, that at the southern border, we're seeing many Chinese of military age, unaccompanied by family groups, coming into the United States in packs, and they're pretending not to speak English. And our friend Michael Yan, the great war correspondent, believes that these are Chinese military saboteurs. So as Rick said, they're seeding the United States. The Global Times got upset that we were talking about this, which probably means, John, that China is doing this.
You have a question for Rick.
Rick, I know this is very difficult to estimate, but how many Chinese sleeper agents do you think are in the United States? And what is your estimate of the number of Chinese military saboteurs coming across our southern border now?
Gordon, I can only estimate roughly, but I would say there are multiple thousands, perhaps multiples of tens of thousands of Chinese Americans, Chinese illegal immigrants. From the student population. China has been working on this stratagem for decades. The Kuomintang made its great migration to Taiwan in 1949, the Chinese Communist Party was very quick to seed that diaspora with thousands of sleeper agents that have popped up various times, even into second and third generation in Taiwan. Back in the 1930s, before it had even won the Chinese Civil War, the Chinese Communist Party was fighting for the loyalty of the Chinese American community. So the party has decades of experience and background organizing in the United States at a political level, and one must, I think, logically assume that it has been organizing militarily as well.
Rick, our friend Gordon Chang is being attacked by a Chinese Communist Party handout. What does that mean to his security, to the fact that he's an American citizen? Does this have weight in any fashion? Are we looking at China is seeking to intimidate and harass and possibly brutalize an American citizen?
John, sadly, these are real possibilities. When the Chinese political propaganda combine, one of the most powerful ideological organizational tools in the world, singles you out for this kind of treatment, yes. You need to be aware. You need to watch where you go. When you start your car. This is not a laughing matter. It's very serious. I hope and pray that our friend, good friend, great friend, Gordon Chang, does not rise to that level of targeting. But when Global Times singles you out for personal criticism, this is always a serious but sad possibility.
Gordon, just a detail here. We have less than a minute. Does the Global Times practice this routinely, singling out American citizens for castigation? Does this happen to others?
It happens to others, and especially on matters of great interest to them. And let me just say, John, that I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. I believe in God, and I'll leave it in his hands.
Is there evidence that their castigation of American citizens produces results like a protest from the State Department? Does that happen, Gordon?
No, not really. We have a political establishment that believes that we should just ignore what China is saying and let them go away.
You have identified a possible breach of American security. The House Homeland Security Committee Chairman, Mr. Green, identifies the same breach. Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.